This is an RNIB talking book.
Trap for Perseus by Ludek Pezek.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Trap for Perseus by Ludek Pezek. Translated from the German by Anthea Bell. Part 1. Who is for whom? Chapter 1. The Mystery. No one guessed, when the day began, that its end would be so different. They all thought everything was running smoothly. On the 2nd of September, 2275, the crew of the spaceship Perseus 3 was celebrating the third anniversary of the start of their journey. It was not a solemn occasion with long-winded speeches. Commander Stephen D. Blair did not care for that kind of old-fashioned formality. The crew talked, laughed, and relaxed, all except for McClin, the engineer on duty in the robot control center, and Takahashi, the astrophysicist. Takahashi hadn't left the observatory except to eat and sleep for the last 2 weeks. Perseus 3 was only a small spaceship of the deep space type, designed for special missions. She was 840 meters long, and although she carried a nuclear reactor, electric rockets, biological shielding, supplies of hydrogen, auxiliary engines, and instruments, as well as accommodating fruit and vegetable plantations and storerooms, the 30 members of her crew still had enough living space to help them feel at ease out in the desolation of the universe.